Please open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 8. 1 Samuel chapter 8. Now, we could spend forever in this chapter, but we're going to really just try to hone in and focus our mind with our minds already being prepared for evangelism for this entire weekend. But the title of the lesson this morning, if you happen to take any notes, is Dangers of Bad Leadership. Dangers of Bad Leadership. Let's start by reading the first three verses of 1 Samuel chapter 8. Now it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judge over Israel. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. But his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes, and perverted justice. Bad leadership, brethren, bad leadership robs God and encourages sin. Bad leadership robs God and encourages sin. Over there in verse 3, we start out seeing that his sons did not walk in his ways. Well, what's the first thing the Bible says that they did? They turned aside after dishonest gain. Brethren, they were covetous. Is there anyone in the New Testament that we see an example of this? Someone who was focused on greed? Someone who was focused on money? Yes, we do. Judas. It robs from God's goodness. In John chapter 3, verse 16, we see that God is good. What did God do? For God so loved the world that He what? He gave. He took? No. Brethren, He gave His only begotten Son. Brethren, the second thing that they did was took bribes. What they did was rob from God's purity. Is there anyone in the New Testament that we see was involved with bribery at all or tried to bribe someone for something? Yes, we do. A man by the name of Simon. Simon tried to buy the what? Power? The Holy Spirit? Brethren, what about today? What about individuals who try to rob from God's purity? Well, what if someone is unwilling to exercise discipline that the Bible teaches because someone may have deeper pockets? Well, we don't want to lose them. We don't want them to go. What are we going to do as a congregation if they go? What they're doing is they're taking a bribe and trying to substitute God's purity for it. Rather than the third thing that we see that they did, they perverted justice. They robbed from God's justice. You know what they were? They were liars. They were liars. Do we see anyone in the New Testament who's involved in lying? Yes, we do. Ananias and Sapphira. They lied to God. Now, this one's very simple to understand. Bad leadership lies. Bad leadership lies. Brethren, but that's not even the worst part. Look at verse 4. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah. And then verse 5, and said to him, "Look, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." Brethren, I'm not here to tell you that this was their only problem. Joel and Abijah were their only problem in Israel, and if they got rid of them, they'd be fine. But what seems to be this tipping point for them to go to Samuel and say, "Hey, give us a king"? Sons were bad leaders. What can bad leaders do to the church today? What can bad leaders do for the conversion of souls who are lost today? And brethren, I have to be real with you that developed a great fear that I would do something to cause someone to reject God. That in some way that I would be responsible for making someone feel as though I don't want any part of God, especially my family. Brethren, as a mentor of mine once said, we may be studying together, but I'm preaching to myself. Brethren, I need this. I need this. I don't want to be like Judas. I don't want to be like Simon the Sorcerer. I don't want to be like Ananias and Sapphira. But you know what the reality is? Sometimes that's exactly who I am. And I can't deceive myself. I need to make it right with God. But God has the answer, doesn't He? God has the answer. What did they do? They were dishonest. They went after dishonest gain. God's not covetous. James chapter 1, verse 5, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and God will do what? Give liberally. He wants to bless you and I. God does not take bribes. He is pure. He does not lie. It is impossible for God to lie. Brethren, if you and I focus on saving souls, we need to focus on being the leaders that we need to be. No one is going to want to follow after Jesus if the person who's trying to lead them isn't doing it themselves, brethren. But God has the answer. God has the answer. His goodness is the answer. His purity is the answer. His justice is the answer. Brethren, that's what's going to help us save souls and be better leaders. How are we this morning? And here's the challenge. How are we, you and I, every person in this room, man or woman, how are we as leaders? That's what we'll leave this morning.